Now, it was wartime, so if obviously there was a canteen, you and everyone else, I'm sure, would have participated in what they had to offer.
Well, I didn't use the canteen because I was so near to home. So I'd go home at lunchtime. But yes, the canteen, the canteen flourished, yes.
What about mid-morning breaks, Elsie? Did they come around at all and offer you anything?
Initially, we made our own, and then we had a trolley come round, and with what I used to call my flower girls, because we had three women on the trolley, and their names were Iris, Rose, and Lily.
So. I've not associated that with three with three flowers, but there we are. Can we talk a little about the social activities that went on, Elsie, whilst you were there?
Well, there was plenty going on, a lot more, obviously, for the fellows, because, I mean, there was a rugby team, there was a cricket team. Eventually, we had tennis courts, and, from the word go, I helped with rugby tees when it was a little building outside the works gate. I don't know whether you remember. There was a butcher on the corner, and on the right-hand side there was a scruffy building up some wooden steps, and there was a...
That's where Mrs... that was... I got an idea that was where the canteen manager lived, on the corner of Southwood Street and Church Street. I know we owned a lot of the building there, so maybe they had a store. There was a garage there, wasn't there?
You're on the other side. I'm on the side. That garage, that repair place is still there. Well, the building is still there. Well, on the opposite side was Finch's, the butcher. Yeah. And then you came up, and then just before the works gate, there was this entry, and you went up some wooden steps. Because at one time they used to... That one time, Fred Roach used to hold first aid lessons there.
Mm. I must agree, I can't remember.
No.
I vaguely do.
That's where the rugby team used
Because Miss Palmer, apparently, it was heard, that she could look out and oversee the rugby guys changing. And she complained to the management. Instead of drawing her curtains, she complained to the management that they could do this.
I know Miss Palmer finished up in Westgate Street, didn't she? In the flats in Fountain Court, she was down there. I mean, she was the first canteen manageress, and then we had Mrs. Jones. I mean, that wasn't her name because she was a foreign lady, but I mean, we always knew her as Mrs. Jones. But
I don't think anybody else could pronounce it, could they?
No, probably not.
Right. What about any other social activity? How about dances and things, Elsie, and dinners and things? Can you remember anything about those?
I can't remember too much about dinners, but then I probably wouldn't have gone anyway. And they had dances in the canteen at one time, and Jim Haynes used to run whist drives. There were whist drives in the canteen because I couldn't dance. I wasn't much into food, but I was okay selling raffle tickets.
Now, you've produced a large photograph here, Elsie, and of obviously a dinner somewhere. Could you tell me where that was?
This was taken at the new county, but I must admit it was even before my time. And it was on loan to me from... Mrs. Gladys Green, who was the secretary to Mr. James Field in the managing director. But she has given... I recognise some of the people, but she gave me far more. But unfortunately, I can't contact her at the moment. But
she was Gladys Harrison in those days, before she married.
Yes, Gladys Harrison.
Well, I won't ask you to try and name those, because there must be about 50 or 60 people on there. But we'll see if we can get that published, because I'm sure that... lots of people would probably, still be alive and still on there. What year would that have been, Elsie?
Gladys says 1936-37. She wasn't too sure on it when she loaned it to me, but I said, obviously, I recognised quite a few of the people, but because, like me, they were there a long while, and they were there when I started.
Oh, it's quite a gathering. All the gentlemen in ties and the ladies in long dresses. And yeah, it's quite a formal occasion, I would imagine. Any other photographs, Elsie, you particularly want to mention?
Well, there are one or two there that you've seen, but I don't really know whether you're interested.
Keep on talking,
Elsie. Whether you're interested in them, there's one of a skittle team, which wasn't Fieldings, but 80% of the people playing were Fieldings. And there's also a photograph that was taken at the Edgemoor when Roy Barton, who left this country and went to live in Australia, he came home on a visit. So we went out to lunch together.
Can we just go back to that one, Elsie, there? Could you like to name the people on that one?
Well, that's John Jones, who he was in accounts, Les Wheeler, Eric Blackwell, Roy Barton, and the one next door is my husband. The lady in the front is Eric's wife, and then there's myself, and there's Madge, who was Leslie Wheeler's wife. So there's two outsiders there, but the rest are Fieldings people.
Okay. And you've got just another there. I think you mentioned this team of skittlers.
Yeah,
and as you say, most of those were Fieldings people.
They used to skittle at the Northfield Hotel. And there again, there's Roy Barton, Doug White, Harold Beard, Bill Meadows. I don't know, remember him. And he wasn't Fieldings. He wasn't. Eric, my husband, George Collinborn. He worked at, it was Bon Marché then, Bert Gillespie, Henley Green. Now, he was in the factory, but I cannot remember his name. And that was Mitchell. His name was Bill Mitchell, but he was the landlord of the Northfield.
So on the front row.
Now, his name was Burton. His son worked at Fieldings later, a lot later on. John Burton, I don't know whether you remember him. He was a storeman, I think.
No, I can't remember him, Elsie.
He was at Fieldings, but I can't remember his name. I don't think he was a Fieldings boy. And that's Sir Bill McIntyre in the front.
Well, your memory is fantastic, Elsie, I must admit. Now then, in your opinion, Elsie, was Fieldings a good company to work for?
Fieldings was what was described when the plaques were unveiled as a family firm. I mean, it was a family in as much they were relatives that sorted it, but it was a place where I went because I had an uncle through an uncle, and the girl I worked with, her father was in the pattern shop. Another that was in the office, her father was in the factory. And not only with those connections, so many of the people there married. We had a girl in the office, Brenda Wood. She married Pete Turner, who was in the office. Sue Tandy, her dad was there, and she married Garrett Jones. Oh, there's the list. If you want a list, I can give it to you, but...
Well, you've given us a good idea, Elsie, of what went on.
It was a family firm, and you went there because the Clarks, I mean, Nita Clark was there, Sonia Clark was there, but she wasn't there because she married long, she married young, but nobody was in the pattern shop, so that was another connection. And Iris, even Iris, on the trolley, two of her grandchildren worked in the office for a while.
So recruiting obviously wasn't a problem, was it? what was your general opinion of the management, Elsie?
what do you say about your boss? I mean, your bosses. Fieldings was an excellent place to work. It was a friendly place. They were a little bit tight on the pocket, but otherwise, I had a very happy time at Fieldings. I enjoyed working there. I enjoyed the people I knew there. And if every workplace was as friendly as that one, that the world would be a better place, I'm sure.
You were quite the workforce. You were quite happy with as well then.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh, I mean, naturally we had our arguments. You can't agree with people 100% of the time. But I was quite content there. Perhaps I'm not ambitious. I don't know. But
were there any particular sad moments, Elsie, that you can recall? But any particularly happy moments? I'm sure you'll recall some of those.
Oh, well, I say we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun, and I mean the sports days and the occasions. Well, the cricket. Again, I always helped with cricket tees. I helped with football tees. I played tennis very badly, but. You will remember Bill Nash. He's older than me, but he's still around. But I can always see Bill Nash's face when he had me for a partner.
Oh dear. So Elsie, after 40 years with the company, how did it all come to an end?
Well, at the end of 1980. I discovered that, I had what turned out to be a melanoma on my leg. So I left at Christmas 1980, because in January 81 I was down in Frenchay having a lump taken out of my, well, when I say a lump, a piece taken out of my leg, and I didn't go back to work afterwards, so.
And you didn't work anywhere else afterwards?
No, I know that, my 40 years at Fieldings, that was my working life.
Okay, I see. So you've just told me you left the company in 1980. Here we are in 2014. You're obviously still going to Gloucester occasionally. Can you give us a brief rundown of how things have changed dramatically since you left the company?
Well, one of the biggest changes, and I do go out quite often, but one of the biggest changes, I can no longer go into Lantany Road and go by where Fieldings used to be. The road has been closed off and the quays have been built, very nice too. But my in and out of Gloucester has had to go by a different route. And around where F&P was, of course, there have been vast changes, because we no longer have Fieldings, we don't have the wagon company, we don't have the match company. And, I mean, that area, there's still some rundown, very rundown parts to it, but, I mean, that area has changed dramatically. I say back in the good old days when the Hooters went and it was knocking off time for the factories, it was a sea of bicycles. Bicycles and men in caps. You never saw a man without a cap. But
sensible. Well, Elsie, we've covered a wide range of subjects, but before we close, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I don't think so. I'm flattered that you've bothered to come up and find out what I think about, or what I thought, well, what I still think about Fieldings, because I still talk about Fieldings quite a lot, because when I visit Mrs. Green, her days at Fieldings are the ones that she recalls more than others in other jobs she took afterwards. So, and I say, having worked for the managing director, she knew a lot more about Fieldings than I did. But
she's a lot older now.
Gladys is 96, and. And obviously it is beyond talking about.
Is there anyone else that you keep in touch with, Elsie?
Well, sort of birthdays and Christmas, we still. There's Pat Morgan, who and she's now Pat Creswell. There's Janice Grigg, who she's Janice. Oh, what's her name? He was at the unveiling. Oh.
Never mind, never mind.
Shipton. Dave Shipton. And you two, I see. Now, who else? Well, Gladys. Brenda Turner. I'm in touch with her. One of the things I will say, I have a very good, well, she's not over the road from me now, but a very good neighbour, and we meet regularly. It doesn't happen so often now, obviously, for obvious reasons of age, but we'd be in town together and someone would speak to me, and I'd turn to June and I'd say, oh, she used to work at Fielding's, or, oh, he used to work at Fielding's, and she pulled me up in the street one day, caught me by the shoulder, turned me around and said, who didn't work at Fielding's? which was, I mean, oh, right from, I used, yeah. to, right back from when Sid Smart was around, I used to see Sid Smart quite regularly, and, who do I see? He knows my name, and I can never remember his. But I still see one or two, but, I mean, they are few and far between now. Well, obviously, because, I mean, I'm 88 and I'm still... but I say, Fielding's good old days.
Wonderful. Elsie, this has been a most interesting interview. Thank you very, very much for inviting us into your home and sharing your memories with us, and for your hospitality as well.
Well...